And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, starting right now. And Christopher Donald Heron was arraigned in Huron County District Court this week by Judge Ferris on multiple felony charges, including delivery and manufacturing of methamphetamine, weapons possession by a prohibited person, carrying a concealed weapon, and 2 counts of felony firearm. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of open intoxicants in a vehicle. According to court records, the felony controlled substance charge carries a potential penalty of up to 20 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. The weapons charges each carry penalties of up to 5 years in prison and fines, with the felony firearm charges adding 2-year consecutive sentences. Heron entered a not guilty plea for the misdemeanor charge, and a plea for the felony charges was not entered as of the arraignment. A probable cause conference and plea cutoff are scheduled for June 4th of 2026 at 9 a.m. The preliminary examination and subsequent plea cutoff hearing are set for June 12th, 2026 at 2 p.m. Bond for the felony case remains at $25,000 cash or surety. Misdemeanor bond was set at $3,500, 10%. Conditions of bond include prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, random drug and alcohol testing, and potential tether monitoring. And Nathan Matthew Ledger entered a not guilty plea in Huron County District Court to a misdemeanor charge of engaging the services of a prostitute. The alleged offense occurred on November 11th of 2025. Judge Ferris set key dates for the case. The prosecution must provide a plea offer and all discovery by June 6th of 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2nd of 2026 at 9 a.m., in which Mr. Ledger must attend in person. This date also marks the deadline for any plea agreements or motions. Bond for Ledger remains at $3,500 with 10% posted. Conditions include standard requirements and all terms of his existing Department of Corrections probation. He advised the court that he will retain new legal representation promptly. And Dennis Anthony Talarek appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris on charges of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license. The alleged incident occurred on May 21st of 2026. This misdemeanor charge carries potential penalties of up to 93 days in jail and or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on Mr. Talarek's behalf. Looking ahead, the prosecution is mandated to provide a plea offer, discovery, and witness list by June 10th of 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2nd, 2026 at 9:30 a.m., requiring the defendant's in-person attendance. This date also serves as the final deadline for entering a plea or filing motions. Attorney Michael Morawski has been appointed as counsel for Mr. Talarek. Bond has been set at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no immediate payment is required. However, failure to appear for future proceedings will result in fines, cost, and potential jail time. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a united way, improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to healthcare and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support. And where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.